Welcome into halftime of our football games tonight here on 95.7 KQWC and 92.9 at 1570 KZWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas joining you here at the halftime break for the first of our two senior spotlight interviews presented by Iowa Central Community College. First up, we're talking with South Hamilton senior Noah Gunderson. Noah, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me, Quinn.
So, I mean, before we get started, obviously right now you're in the middle of your senior football season, getting ready to turn the page to postseason. Just on a personal level and on a team level, how do you feel this last go-around on the gridiron's gone for you?
I think it's been really good. I think we had some struggles early on, and everybody has those growing pains as you start the season, but iron sharpens iron, and we get better every day, and we continue to play good football and hope to move it into postseason play.
And that's always the want to in terms of postseason football. And Noah, outside of football, what other activities have you been involved in your time at South Hamilton?
So throughout South Hamilton, I've been involved in activities such as NHS, basketball, baseball, and really just hanging out with all my friends that I have at school.
Gotcha. And kind of piggybacking off of that and kind of diving into those activities and maybe even into the classroom as well. The first thing I want to ask you about that is, you know, memorable moments. Everybody's got, you know, memorable moments from their time in high school, moments that stick out individually, whether it's, you know, on the field or on the court or in the classroom or even just with friends. But what would you narrow down that one or two most memorable moments you can think of in your high school career?
I think winning a playoff game last year against Ridgeview was really fun. We had a great game, and we just annihilated on the field. And the locker room parties afterwards were very fun, just to spend time with the guys and celebrate such a great win.
Definitely know the feeling. I've definitely been there myself, and it's definitely a good feeling. And kind of piggybacking off of that, you know, when you talk, I want to talk about achievements now, and you know, all high schoolers have, you know, achievements they're proud of in their high school career. It could be, you know, something like an award, you know, the academic, athletic, whatever it could be, or it could just be a personal milestone that you wanted. But what would you say your most outstanding achievement has been so far in your high school career?
Probably last year winning all district linebacker. That was really special to me because I've improved since my freshman year as a defensive player.
Yeah, getting considered for all district is always a very, very fun thing and a great thing to be a part of as a football player. And you know, outside of school, obviously, like you said, you keep pretty busy in terms of activities. What do you like to do in your spare time outside of school when you're not with those activities?
I love sports. I like to watch sports with my friends and family, just hang out outdoors and just be around people that I can have fun with and just chill out and not have to be so stressful, because nowadays everybody has such a busy schedule. Just take time to relax and have fun.
I like that advice. I like that. And that could be some great advice as well. And kind of piggybacking off of that and talking about advice, obviously, you know, there's going to probably be people out there listening with kids that are, you know, getting started in high school or young in high school. And what would your advice be to those underclassmen out there listening about maybe just one thing they could take away from their 4 years in high school?
I'd say stay involved with as many activities as you can and just have fun while you're doing it and with the people you have around you.
Yeah, being involved in the school is obviously a fantastic thing to be involved in, especially, you know, small town pride, no doubt about that. But going on to our last question, Noah, I always say this last for all of our seniors because I feel like it is a very important question and touches everybody that we talk to. But we're talking about role models, and everyone in high school has role models, whether it's a teacher, it's a coach, it's your parents, it's an older sibling, could even be someone that was a couple years older than you and you looked up to as sort of, he kind of showed you the ropes. But for you, if you had to narrow it down to one, two, maybe even a few role models that really stick out to you, who are those role models for you in high school?
I'd probably either say my parents or my elementary PE coach, Coach Jeff Steinis. He always encouraged me to be my best every day, and even if I wasn't feeling well or wasn't having the best day, I could always go talk to him one-on-one or with his classes. We always just had fun and did our best, and it really brought out the best in me.
Well, Noah, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck here the rest of your senior football season. Good luck the rest of your senior year.
Thanks for having me, Quinn.
Yep, that was Noah Gunderson, a senior from South Hamilton, here on the first of our Senior Spotlight interviews presented by Iowa Central Community College. We'll have Webster City senior Trevin Lyons up after the break here on 95.7 FM and 92.9 1570 AM.